It's never too early to start saving for college, but just how and when should you do it? Joining us with some strategies is Jason Bottenfield, Managing Director at Steward Partners. Jason, welcome to the show, and thanks for being with us. I know you brought a few different strategies with you. I want to start with one I employed with my children, and that is opening up a state-sponsored 529 plan. Tell us some of the benefits there and some pitfalls that we should be aware of.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. You know, with the state sponsored 529 plans, you know, those are pretty widespread. And I think right now with a lot of the conversations going on with inflation and potential, you know, taxes rising, and there's some benefits that are inside of those. So those are, that's a unique area that a lot of people, you know, hear the term, but they forget the 529 and they mess up, you know, what it is. But there's other plans that are out there. But like you said, you know, what you're deploying right now with the 529 is widely used, and I do think is the best option right now, depending on your circumstances. There could be some unique options for other people that are looking to save for education, but you have to be very specific on what you're looking for.
Is opening a 529 plan up immediately once your child gets their Social Security number the way to go if you can do it?
Yeah, you know, that it really is. I mean, you know, I have an 8-month old, so, you know, I know what happens, you know, with a new baby here. So, you know, coming the Social Security number, when it comes in, that's really the first opportunity you have. There are some creative techniques that some people have deployed in the past, and that's where they would open up a 529 plan for themselves and save before a child came and then convert that and shift the beneficiary over to the child. You know, but I'd like to kind of keep it simple here. Don't get too complicated with it. As soon as you get that Social Security number, let's start putting a little bit of money in there. It doesn't matter how much it is. There's not really minimums to it. So let's get $100 in there a month, $50 a month, or just $100 a year. Start now, because that compounding and tax advantage growth is just going to be, it's the eighth wonder of the world. I mean, you don't want to give it up.
I like the way you put it. That's true. I'm wondering if you favor an age-based 529 approach, because I know you, when you open it, you can choose one that will sort of, they'll change the balance of the portfolio as your child gets closer to needing that money. Or do you like sort of a static portfolio allocation?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of other plans out there, like I was kind of talking about, but just sticking to the 529 plan, it is restricted on the investments that you can get into. All of these are state sponsored, and they're using a widely known, you know, mutual fund company. And what they provide inside of there is the option for you to self-direct with some of the funds that they have inside of it that are for the 529. But they also have, like you were mentioning, this age-based option. I like the age-based option, especially for people that aren't necessarily working with an advisor, is because it changes with the age. So, you know, 0 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 and on, you know, it'll change the risk parameters inside of there for you. Because, you know, I know in working almost 20 years in the financial planning industry is that, you know, a lot of people put things into place and then they kind of forget about it. And that age-based option allows you to potentially forget about it, but not stay risky a couple years before you're going to need that money. And in times where we're seeing volatility right now, you really don't want that 100% equities in that account the year before you're going to college, or you might use those funds. So, you know, the age-based option I like to lean to, but if we want to get creative and use a more direct approach to the funds that we're going in there, we can do that as well.
All right, let's get to, in the time we have left, some other ways folks can save for college outside of the 529s. You mentioned child savings accounts and also something called tuition promise funds. Tell us briefly about those.
Yeah, so I'll start with the tuition promise funds. Texas has one. A few states have these, and basically it's essentially based underneath the wrapper of a 529, but you put in X amount of dollars up front, lump sum, or you can do a monthly addition to it, and it'll basically prepay 4 years of tuition. So that's the prepaid option. Some states have it. You got to really check your state where you're at. You know, using kids' savings accounts as an alternative, or also as a prelude to, you know, getting kids involved into investing is a way that I like to use those accounts. Those are Minors Act accounts, and they're actually in their name. There is some savings on the income that's generated out of there, but it allows you to pick some direct individual stocks and maybe some ETFs or funds. But it gets the kid more engaged into investing, and I think that's good because they don't get it in school. But you can also use that money for anything for them, i.e. education. And, you know, there's so those are two, you know, ways that I think parlay with a 529 plan. But there's also some other creative strategies using Roths and other things as well.
Yeah, real quick, can you just talk to us about the Roth IRA? Because I think people hear that. They don't associate that with college savings.
Yeah, it's a little unique. You have to be very specific in that the child needs to have income. So there are a lot of our clients that are, you know, small business owners and their kids may start to work a little bit in the company. So you can start to fund some of these accounts, you know, for them. But, you know, there's some unique options. Some people use a Roth IRA for themselves and then take the money out and use it for education. I wouldn't do that necessarily. I'd rather you keep that Roth IRA money that's in your account, because it is a great strategy. And if you can get the money in there, you should leave it in there and not use it for your kids' education. You should look at other strategies for that.
All right. Lots of different ideas there for people to ponder. But whatever you do, put something away as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
As you say, take advantage of that compounding. All right. Jason Bottenfield, Managing Director there at Stewart Partners. Thanks so much. Karina?
Okay, and coming up, crypto is continuing its bumpy ride. So why are some people asking to get paid in digital currency?